This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's high noon here on 105.3 The Fan, and surprise, we're talking Texas Rangers. They're in Surprise, Arizona, and Kevin wants to talk about surprises.
Okay.
On the team.
Yes.
How was that tease?
That was fantastic.
Thanks.
Since there's not a whole bunch of people around, I didn't feel embarrassed and have to put my hands over my face like when we were at the Super Bowl.
Well, I did it again.
You're the best, Mike.
Are you embarrassed?
I was. So I
wasn't.
I know. I am not honestly not sure what does or does not embarrass you.
My pitching.
Okay. So Bruce Bochy has said this multiple times. And he said, to have a successful season, you need a surprise or two. With the talent that we have in our bullpen, that's where we're hoping somebody steps up and handles things. I'm not talking about just a closing role, but those high leverage situations too. We want them to do what we really believe they can do and get them to know and believe that they can do it. So we could talk about the bullpen if you want, but really this is a bigger picture thing because a lot of people have high expectations for the Rangers this year. Safe to say? All right.
The Rangers front office believes that this is a championship team. I'm not saying that they don't. They probably know that they need to make a few tweaks along the way as the season plays out. But if they don't make it to the playoffs, this will be a major disappointment from the front office.
So with that in mind, Bochy says all successful seasons, you get a surprise or two. And so I'm curious for y'all, who would be your Rangers surprise or two?
Rangers surprise would be, and it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I'll start with this one. Kamar Rocker is in the rotation and is consistently good.
Okay. Okay. I like that one.
Because it's as much as good as he was at Vanderbilt, as nice as we saw him pitch at the end of last year in the major leagues, it is not easy to consistently go out there every fifth or sixth day and be good in the major leagues the first time you're facing major league hitters. And as they start seeing what you do, your tendencies to then still defeat those guys on a consistent basis. So I'm hopeful, but I would be surprised if he was able to, let's say, go out there, give you 120 innings and put up an ERA. I'll put it at under four, which I think is doable. Don't get me wrong. I think it's doable. But, you know, if he puts up like a 3.5 ERA in 22 or 25 starts this year, I will be surprised.
So I'm going to start with Evan Carter.
Gotcha, my guy.
And see, and I know this is tough because we've already seen Evan Carter be just about as good as it gets in the postseason.
Yeah. I also feel like I feel bad because I might be bidding up his mom on some of his cards.
Oh, no.
I don't know, but he said his mom is buying a lot of his cards.
When we see him in spring training, we need to ask, what is like, your mom's
eBay
handle?
Hey, I won this card. I don't want to like beat your mom when it comes to like these bids. I'll let your mom get it.
Okay. remember, Friday, masterpiece of the week. So Evan Carter had this to say, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this as well. I don't know if this will work because, you know, the media, it is how it is. He said he thinks his back injury won't be an issue this season. Quote, "We know what the issue is. I'm good now. I feel like it's one of those things that I kind of want to keep it personal, I guess.
Okay.
We don't feel like it's best for everybody to really put it out there and know exactly what's going on. It's okay. Kind of personal to me, and we just got to keep it that way. I can't change it. It is what it is. It's part of me now, but we've got a plan." So it's not something that surgery just magically went away or whatever.
I'm going to put you on the hot seat here.
Okay.
Surprise. What do you think it is?
Yeah, I was curious if it was some kind of like...
I honestly don't know. I'm asking you because you're like, this is...
spinal issue that has affected that? I'm not sure. I'm going to respect his wishes to try to keep it private.
Yeah, it's not probably a good question for me to ask. I'm just like, the way you're presenting it, I'm like, does Kevin... I feel like he knows something medically that I'm not knowing.
No. It's just this last part. I can't change it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's part of me now, but we've got a plan. So I have legitimately no insight.
I love Evan Carter. I feel like that's a little bit of youth there saying too much to the media.
Yeah. Instead of just saying we're going to keep it private.
Yeah. Just say, hey, we have the back situation figured out.
Yep.
And I feel like I'm going to be 100% healthy this year. I can't guarantee it.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to go. And barring something that we see unseen, I think I'm going to be able to play every game this year.
And so one of the reasons why he's on my surprise list is just because he was like, hey, we've got a plan. I don't think this is going to be an issue. I realize maybe in the back of his head he still thinks that. But I saw Evan Carter be just about as good as it can get in the clutch moments. And so then I definitely believe that he could do so in the major leagues. I remember, you just look at every time he seems to have been doubted, he's responded very well. Like when he got drafted, you still remember MLB Network's like, I don't know who the hell this kid is.
Yeah.
And so then he tore up the minor leagues and he got brought up and people are like, oh, well, he's not going to make an impact on a championship team. And then he did. And then his follow-up was a terrible season. Now, part of it was because of injury, but when he was out there, he was playing very poorly. I think he's going to be a surprise this season and kind of remind everybody who the hell he is, for lack of a better phrase. So that's who I'm throwing out there.
Well, I've been buying some of his cards. I believe he's going to bounce back and have a very good year. Now, obviously, I'm getting excited following the Texas Rangers social media clips of all the players looking healthy and swinging the bat and running and fielding and everything. And it just looks awesome.
Ask Evan Carter what his mom's eBay handle is so we can make sure you're not making her pay more money than necessary.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm just looking at Evan Carter right now, and at 19 years old, playing in 106 minor league games. And I believe he did have to miss in one of the years. I think it was 21 is where he had the back issue. So when he was 18 years old, I believe he had a back issue in like May or June and had to shut it down and only played 32 games. But then the next year he came back, played A ball and double A at 19 years old, which, by the way, that is 5.3 years.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Younger than the people he's playing against.
Wow.
And he hit 295 with an 885 OPS. That's at 19 years old in high A ball and double A. So then the next year in 23, obviously we know what he did in the major leagues and in the playoffs, but this is in the minor leagues in double A and triple A at 6.7 years younger than the competition on average. He hit 288 with an 863 OPS.
Wow.
So it's there. Like, he is competing against dudes that are 5 and 6 years older than him on average.
Yep.
And he is putting up tremendous all-star numbers in A-ball, double-A, and triple-A. And then he came up to the majors and was great in the playoffs. And then last year, obviously, he did not play well and probably played with a back injury most of the season when he played in April and May. So I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I'm expecting an OPS. I'll go with OPS. I'm expecting an OPS of 800 to 850 this year.
Which would be tremendous.
And right now you have him slated to bat 8th or 9th in your lineup.
That, look.
Can you imagine having an 8 or 9 hole hitter with an 825 OPS?
Because that should be like your number 3 or 4 hitter or something like that. That would be tremendous. All right. I'm going to read off a few of these, and then if you have another one you want to go to, we can definitely do that. From the 907. My hot take, Rocker, he's going to be a starter and goes 20-5. All right.
Okay, well, slow down there.
I love it. Because if you get Evan Carter and Kamar Rocker putting those up.
Is he saying 20-5 record?
Correct.
I just don't think he's going to pitch 5-plus innings enough times to get
to 20 wins.
Because they got to watch his innings. So I do think there's going to be some starts where they're like, well, we want him to keep pitching.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised if Kamar Rocker starts the game, throws 3 to 4 innings, and is doing well at like 60 pitches through 4 innings.
And they take him out.
Yeah. Because they're like, look, we have to watch his innings. And then we have Dane Dunning, let's say Walter Pennington's up on the team at this point or something. And we expect them to throw the next 2 or 3 innings to get it to the 7th or 8th inning for our, hopefully, guys that are surprises. Because I don't know. That's going to be the huge surprise. If somebody steps up and is like a good closer and a good setup guy.
From the 817, Evan Carter and Jake Berger. From the 972, Josh Young. I want him to take a jump from somewhat good to superstar third baseman. From the 972, Evan Carter. The future top four of the Rangers lineup, Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford, Walcott, and Young. It's just with Walcott, you're too early.
Right.
Now, all three of the rest of them are absolutely part of this team in the lineup, barring injury. So I get that. All right. Is there another one that you want to go to?
Well, you know what? I want to save what I was telling you before the show. I want to save that for a segment tomorrow.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely. There are other ones, though, and I will say, you mentioned Josh Young. Josh Young staying healthy.
Yep.
I'm not even going to give numbers.
Yep.
If you just have him available to play third base 125 games this year, I'm going to be pumped. And that's not even a high, I'm going to be honest, that's not a high number, 125 games.
So what would you think about Jonah Heim as a surprise?
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier, so I decided to dive into those numbers. Not just one of the worst catchers, one of the worst players in Major League Baseball with at least 400 plate appearances.
Yeah, so an everyday player, he is arguably the worst.
A 220 batting average, a 602 OPS. He was one of 19 regulars to finish with a negative war. And so Heim said that he had a conversation with Bobby Wilson, and Bobby Wilson was, quote, upfront and honest. And that's, I feel like sometimes that is missing, not just from sports, but from all professional discussions where sometimes you have to have some tough love and be like, hey, I like you, but we still need to fix up these things. So I'm going to throw out Jonah Heim as a potential surprise.
I like what Bobby did. I have no clue what he said, but I can give you an idea. Your career's on the line.
Yeah.
You're not a perennial all-star. I get what you did in 23, and it was awesome. But you understand, because Bobby Wilson is a supporter of the player. He's trying to help the player as much, and the Texas Rangers, don't get me wrong. But he wants Jonah Heim to have a great, successful, long career. That's what he's trying to help him be good now and be good for the future. And if I'm a general manager and I'm looking at 2020 and 21 and 22 and 24, 2023 comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, dude, right now teams are looking at you as like, 2023 came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to rely more on 20, 21, 22, and 24 right now. Unless in 25 he jumps back to 23, and then I'm going to go, wait a second. Now there's two out of the last 3 years he's done that. But it's going to be interesting to see, because I do think it's going to be close to a 50-50 split to start the year with Higgy and Heim.
Yeah.
And then this is probably also from Bobby Wilson's perspective. Higgy might end up by mid-May being our everyday guy, and you're the backup.
You could be right about that. Now, I know this doesn't specifically address what Bobby Wilson said to him, but just listen to this quote from Jonah Heim, who, by the way, he doesn't turn 30 until June. Yeah,
good guy, too.
He said, we had a real honest conversation. He's like, we close it down here. We know there's way more in you. You've shown it. Everything he said was true. I was nowhere near the season I was capable of having. I knew it. I was pretty honest with myself about it. And then here we go. I'd been saying it to myself all year. You don't want to hear it, but it's got to be said. I was fully aware of the year I had. I had to learn from it and get better. And so I think that's one of the reasons that Jonah Heim's on my list. Evan Carter's on my list. And so those are the two of the people that I'm thinking about. And from the 214, we've seen flashes of this. Adolis will be an MVP candidate. If that is the case, he's going to make himself a lot of money. Yeah. He really is. Probably not with the Rangers, but a lot of money.
How about an all-star again? I love the MVP candidate. I hope that that comes true. But I think that that might be going a little bit too far when you start looking at Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Corey Seager on your own team. Yep. There's a lot of guys that he would have to overcome for possible MVP. You're talking about making the all-star team again as an outfielder? I think that's realistic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about it earlier, seeing another uptick in his defense, like back to where it was.
Yeah, that was surprising last year. I'm hoping that his knee was bugging him. I think it was his knee at the end of the year that finally he kind of was like, all right, like enough is enough. Because he was not moving the same and tracking balls the same in the outfield to what we were used to seeing.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.